Staying with India, the arrest of a student on sedition charges has sparked national controversy on a law which has been in place since the colonial era. Opponents of the law say the Indian government is using it as a tool to suffocate freedom of speech and voices of dissent. Our correspondent Munawwar Zaman reports now from New Delhi.
The arrest of the head of student union continues to draw protests across India. The issue has been on headlines in recent weeks. Kanaiya Kumar is accused of inciting anti-government sentiments, a charge which has raised questions about what it means to be an anti-national. Calls have also grown for an end to colonial-era sedition law, which many Indians believe stifles freedom of speech and expression. In recent years, India has seen an increase in sedition-related charges against many individuals, but the law has rarely been upheld by the Indian courts. Anyone charged under the law can be immediately imprisoned for life and cannot apply for bail right after. Analysts have accused the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of nurturing prejudice and dictatorship.
There was this fear that because of Mr. Modi's past and the BJP's past record, that this government would try to move this country towards a kind of communal fascism, try to move it towards a non-secular Hindu Rashtra.
Anti-government protests have also been swelling across the country. Many people have accused the Hindu nationalist government of trying to subvert the constitution by following its ideological guiding force.
An act of sedition can be committed only if you incite people to violence or public disorder. But unfortunately, even after those Supreme Court judgments reading down sedition, the governments have been misusing this law against all kinds of people. Such a law which says that promoting disaffection against the government is a crime, such a law has no place in this country.
In recent years, assaults and discrimination against minorities and caste Indians have also sparked widespread protests and debates across the country. Analysts believe India is currently at one of the most critical moments of its history. Many have questioned Prime Minister Modi's election pledge to uphold country's communal harmony. Munawwar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.